Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show. It is Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. I am Paul Gallant. Sean Mapes is behind the glass. And this is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You know how to get aboard. You heard Mr. Voice Guy say it himself. 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston and on Twitch at ESPN 975, also on X at ESPN 975, and the gram at ESPN 975, and on TikTok live. You can watch us at ESPN 97.5. A lot of stuff to dive into on today's show. No Astros game last night. Not a problem for the creative types out there, because guess what? We've got concerning Houston Texans OTA conversations to have, and we know what the Rockets' offseason plans are now, thanks to another local reporter. But first, we have to go back in time, nearly a month. Remember May 10th, when after a rough outing on Saturday against the Cincinnati Reds, Lance McCullers, per Joe Espada, we found out had received death threats. Espada was pissed at his post-game press conference. Unprompted, brought it up. McCullers was asked about it, said, "I can't believe they brought my kids into it." And we waited and waited and waited to figure out who was the son of a bitch who sent Lance this threat against him, against his family. But we now know. Houston police say a frustrated bettor was behind the death threats directed at Houston Astros starter Lance McCullers and his family. The man was identified and was found to be a resident overseas. The man told investigators he lost money wagering on the Astros. Pause. One more time, if you are betting on the Astros to win a game where Lance McCullers is making a second start back in 3 years against an interleague team, you're effing crazy, if not stupid and Chris Broussard-ed, right? You're just dumb starting off there. But he also said he was inebriated and he lashed out on social media. Huh, sounds like our Twitch. Police say they're withholding the suspect's identity, which is lame, as no charges have been filed yet. The suspect was apologetic and asked that investigators pass on his apologies to McCullers' family. What a P-word! I don't say that anymore on this show. What a coward! You can't even apologize to him directly? You clearly had access to his DMs. You couldn't apologize? What a bitch. At the very least, apologize. Do you not want to be in trouble? I suppose if you're living in another country, there's no way you'll be in trouble. But he asked that investigators pass on his apologies to Lance McCullers' family. Sir, you need to do that yourself. My parents had two strategies to make me feel guilty about things. I was raised Catholic, already did. Whenever I did something wrong, my mom would force me to write a handwritten note. It wasn't like Bart Simpson writing the same thing over and over again on a chalkboard. No, it was, you had to write a heartfelt note. And if it didn't seem heartfelt, back to the lab you go. So that's what my mom did. My dad had an alternative strategy. When I had to apologize to him for stuff that I did, he would make me apologize with a British accent. It would relieve the tension in the room immediately. It actually was really funny. Because generally I would be mad about the things I was apologizing to my dad for. But then when you're apologizing to your dad in a Cockney accent, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for sitting. There's just something about it that eases the tension in the air. But this guy gave death threats, not just to Lance McCullers, after a start on a Saturday against the Cincinnati Reds. You watched that? Sorry, you need a life, especially if you're living in another country. Gambling's all I got. Okay, someone in the church rare candy said, imagine the odds for betting on Lance McCullers against the Reds. Probably not that good. They're the Reds. They blow. Although they're around 500 around the time. So this guy, this foreigner, was coming after our guy. How do we get justice for Lance McCullers? We don't even know what this guy's name is, so we can't bully him online.
Paul, couldn't bullying him online result in, I don't know, serious harm, serious consequences?
Well, the guy threatened somebody, so I mean, what goes around comes around, right? How do we get to this guy? How do we deliver justice? I thought about it. In the immediacy after this story, I believed that an acceptable punishment for this guy would be to stand in the batter's box against Lance McCullers and face 60 to 100 pitches. And if you want to make it worth Lance's time, this guy would have to pay Lance McCullers a game check. How about that? Stand in the batter's box for 100 pitches and give him a game check. But maybe a better way to do it would be to give Lance McCullers restitution for the cost of security. If he actually was a nice guy and wanted everyone to, you know, not dox him on the internet. That's what we should do. Blackmail him with a little doxing so that he could potentially, if he so chooses, try to find amends with a little thing that we like to call money. American dollars. I wonder how many American dollars to whatever his currency is in his country. So those are, you know, acceptable punishments that I believe are also possible and plausible and fair. But we could go further. I mean, this is a city with wealth. I know we have people that cosplay as him. Is there a vigilante that would be willing to extradite this person like Batman in The Dark Knight when he extradites that Chinese banker guy? Is there anybody that would be willing to do that? Fly a plane into whatever country this guy's from and somehow nab him? I doubt his security's as good as that guy in Hong Kong. The Chinese will never extradite one of their own. Well, that's what Batman's for. Sean, do we have anyone like this? Is there anyone that's capable of being a vigilante? Would it have to be Musk or Bezos or one of the other rich people?
I'm trying to think of Houston area. I think money helps, considering I don't know anyone with superpowers. It seems like you either have to have a lot of money or superpowers.
Superpowers aren't real. This is why Batman's the ultimate superhero, a billionaire playboy by day and a vigilante by night. Like, that is the only thing that is ever possible. I mean, Bezos looks like he's in decent shape, and Mark Zuckerberg does MMA. So.
Mark Zuckerberg, yeah. I could see him. I could see him putting on the cape and cowl.
I'm just imagining Zuckerberg like breaking into someone's home in the middle of the night and talking in his weird way that he speaks.
Excuse me, human sir. You have committed crimes against Lance McCullers on the app that I own.
And I believe it was on either Instagram or on Facebook. So
it's his jurisdiction.
If anyone could theoretically do this, it might be Mark Zuckerberg.
Where is he? Where is he?
That's not a bad. The first one wasn't a bad whatever I think Zuckerberg sounds
yeah,
like.
Or I'm imagination of what he sounds like.
And by the way, for those who don't know,
Mark
Zuckerberg sounds like a virgin, which he was when he created Facebook. But I believe now he's happily married and such. Who else could do it? Could we? Now, this might be a little rash, but SEAL Team 6, what are they doing right now? You know, the people who removed Osama bin Laden from this planet, what are they up to? They could use some contract work. Would you do this pro bono? I mean, they've got to have an itch to go on the hunt for somebody. This would be a fun one. This would probably be really easy to do, too. Again, this guy did it on social media. They'd be able to find him. If Houston police could find him this quickly, less than a month, oh, absolutely. Or we could do this. Guys, this is a terroristic threat made by somebody in another country. And assuming it's not one of the big boys like China, Russia, etc. And on top of that, let's just assume that there's something that the old US of A could use out of it. Is it possible that we could invade this country? Is it possible? It's a terroristic threat, okay? Some might say that there's more here in terms of threat to American citizens than there was with, you know, the WMDs in that one country. You know? This is an actual threat. Could we use this as a way to do what we do best, which is invade other countries and, you know, take their stuff in the name of democracy?
Imagine if this guy's from Greenland.
Perfect, Sean. It would be perfect. Or, you know, maybe he's in Mexico. Uh-oh, it really is going to be the Gulf of America this time. I mean, these are just things that go through my very strange mind. But justice is due. You know, and I would like more than anything for this person who committed this act of terrorism online against Lance McCullers, I would like this person to be sitting in his home, slovenly on his couch, gambling on something else. And I want all of a sudden in the background, I want him to hear the sound of helicopters. We could play Fortunate Son or something straight out of Nam. No, but I want to hear is to sound the helicopters and blasting on the loudspeakers a little Toby Keith. We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. I want some of that. R.I.P. Toby Keith. Because what happened to Lance McCullers is a crime, and I think our country can't afford to look the other way here. But that's just me. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. On a serious note, the thing I am most curious about is what country is the person from? Where was he doing this from? Gambling's legal. Gambling's legal in a lot of the world. What country thinks that it's on top of American baseball enough to bet on American baseball? Would it be Japan? Would it be Korea? I feel like those are two countries that would be close to the top. Cuba? Any of the countries in the Caribbean? I don't know what Cuba's internet access
is. When they say overseas, I'll be honest, I think across the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean. I don't think like neighbor, you know?
Yeah. Could be from the South Pacific and specifically, you know, Thailand or some of the other countries where based off of watching one season of The White Lotus, I know people go there to disappear.
An American living abroad. Yeah.
An American abroad.
What was it? Loser back home or whatever they called them?
It could be a Chinese person, could be a Russian person as well. I mean, we don't know. But that's what I'm most curious about. Like, what country would be most likely to have some degenerate gambler who thinks he knows enough about baseball on a Saturday game between the Astros and Cincinnati Reds to throw a lot of money on that game? Because I'm assuming no matter how drunk this person was, a lot of money was put on the table here. That had to have been a lot of money if you're getting this mad about it, if you're getting this bent out of shape about it. Because if it was over a less trivial amount, this guy's done that to other people, for sure. And again, just like, what does the sign say in The Shawshank Redemption? You know, when the prison warden signed.
Oh, I was going to say Brooks was here.
No, Brooks killed himself. The sign in the Shawshank Redemption warden office, I think it's like his justice, his judgment cometh, and that right soon. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Am I a fan of World War III? No. Or any of the wars going on right now? No. But war over Lance McCullers, you bet your bottom dollar I am. USA. USA. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. On the other side, I can't believe what's going on at Texans OTAs. You should be freaking out over this. Stay put to find out what.
You're listening to the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Texas OTAs are underway, and guys, CJ Stroud once again did not throw at practice today. Now, yesterday or over the weekend, it was reported that CJ Stroud was dealing with a pectoral issue. Today, Aaron Wilson of Channel 2 said it was minor shoulder tightness. But what's the byproduct of all of that? CJ Stroud isn't just not throwing to wide receivers. He's not even throwing to running backs. And get this, guess who's taking the first team snaps for your Houston Texans? Davis Mills. That's right. This is a big day for the Whites.
Mills just, Mafia, stand up.
Hell yeah, Sean, they're back. They never left. You got Davis Mills. You got Justin Watson. You got Braxton Berrios. It is finally our time. On a serious note, everyone that is getting nervous about CJ Stroud's health now needs to chill. This is another reason that you should take 2 to 3 steps back from any clickbait thing that's thrown out there about your quarterback maybe not being 100% this time of year. This does not matter until training camp or the regular season. If it's an issue then, if there are more struggles, we'll come back to this for sure. But I think a lot of the people that are getting antsy about this fail to remember that we've got about 2 months until training camp begins. Think his shoulder's not going to be fine by then? And if it's not fine by the start of training camp, guess what? Another 5 weeks after that until the start of the regular season. So that's all. This is the time of year where people who work in the NFL industrial complex have to give you stories because it's their job. Some of them do it in a, I'm just reporting the news kind of manner. Others, they do it in a clickbaity way. I'm not going to act like there's been a lot of clickbaity people in Houston sports media that are trying to turn this into something that it's not, but I'm just telling you right now, this is not something to be concerned about at this moment in time. And I'm starting to get a little bit annoyed with the pressing questions for the Houston Texans at OTAs. There is only one pressing question. It's, check that. There's only two pressing questions. One is Nick Caley good as an offensive coordinator? Two is, will this offensive line be good? You can flip the order of those questions. That's all that matters. That is legitimately it. They got a great pass rush. They got depth in the secondary. I saw people getting in a tizzy over Ronald Darby retiring, a guy who's been on 4 teams in 4 years. He played for the Texans back in the day. He used to be a good corner. He's been on 4 teams in 4 years. The Texans signed him this offseason, and he announced his retirement at OTA practices, which goes to show you that the guy really probably didn't have it, because that's walkthroughs that we're talking about. For the most part, there are 7-on-7 drills, and the wide receivers and defensive backs actually do get some serious reps there. But I'm seeing some stories out here and questions being asked, and over-the-top Texans fan nerddom over what I think are very trivial matters. Kyle Pitts could be available for a second or third round pick. Should the Texans pull the trigger? And we've seen it already with John Newsmith. Maybe with John Newsmith. Not with Kyle Pitts. But I'm curious what your favorite panicky question during Texans OTAs has been. Last segment we talked about Lance McCullers, and I believe that we need to make sure that justice happens against the person who, I guess, for some reason, decided to gamble on an Astros-Reds game on a Saturday featuring Lance McCullers in his second start since 2022. Which, again, psycho behavior. That person, completely crazy to bet on that game, let alone as a result of, per him, being drunk, going on a tirade of death threats against Lance and his children after things didn't go his way. His name has not been released, and he told investigators to apologize for him, which is so weak and so pathetic that I feel like there needs to be some justice. I feel like we should be flexing some American imperialism here. We got to show Russia and China what's up, okay? This man made a terroristic threat against a citizen of the United States. Come on. Let's do something. That is, I don't know. But
CIA. I'm just saying. John.
Training exercise? Just a training exercise. Yeah. We don't have to do anything. I'm not asking for this guy to die. I'm asking for someone to make this guy crap himself when he's in his house.
Just rough him up.
Not even rough him up. Oh, I wanted him.
Scare him?
Scare him.
Okay.
Give to him what he gave to Lance.
Horse head in his bed?
Oh, yeah. The horse that he gambled on the last time he was betting? Yeah. It's something like that. Because I really feel like to stop this kind of behavior, we need to have some sort of real retribution that scares the people who scare other people online. And I take death threats online very unseriously. I had an incident back in Seattle. Look it up. Chill, DAWG, where I got a bunch of death threats. I didn't take any of them seriously. I was a little concerned that someone found my address. I used it to get out of my lease. I didn't like the apartment anyway, so I really just used it to get out of my lease. You know, it was more of that. I didn't like my apartment. Capitol Hill, not my cup of tea. But I think that people that do this should face some sort of retribution. It's not, could be getting fired. I wouldn't be opposed to that. But it also should be something that makes this person feel exactly what they did. Like a scared straight kind of moment. But how do you do that on the internet? You do it by sending the CIA to their house and making them terrified. That's what you do.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how they would do it. Just like slowly take food out of his refrigerator and he thinks he's going insane because he's like, I just bought grapes yesterday. Now I'm out of grapes.
I think exposed wires everywhere that make it seem like everything is potentially booby-trapped. You know, like on the toilet, like it's Lethal Weapon 2. You know, stuff like that.
That was a bomb.
Yeah, make it seem like there was a bomb on the toilet, but not actually put a bomb there.
Oh.
Yeah, like make it so like, oh, where am I going to go to
Joker
the bathroom?
Joker style where it just sticks up a little flag that says ha-ha? Oh,
nothing even happens. Just make it look like he can't use the bathroom. So then he has to go in the sink or in the bathtub or on the floor. It's stuff like that. It's just a prank, bro. 713-780-3776 to call out the text. And by the way, I hope everyone knows I'm joking. To a degree, I do want this person to experience fear. Not violence, fear. Yeah. Batman would do it.
Oh, well, you do go to his apartment and just every day just drop off like 3 rats. Just start a rat infestation in his apartment.
Cockroaches?
Cockroaches.
Bugs, that could work too. Text in, Paul, you fit the vigilante to a T. Sir, I am poor and 5'11". No, I do not. Also, haven't worked out a lot in the last 2 months. Did work out yesterday. Checked my notes app to see my gym progress. I hadn't worked out in 2 months. Everything is very sore right now. That's what happens. What else do we have here? I had suggested, hey, have Lance McCullers throw like a batting practice to this guy. He doesn't even have to hit him. Like, just scare him. Standing in the batter's box against Major League pitching is scary. Curveballs or fastballs. It's scary, at least for me. I can't do it anymore. I got scared of baseballs when I was in high school. But allegedly per se 69 says, I don't know if Lance could hit him every time because there would be a lot of breaking balls in the dirt. That is a part of the Lance experience. That's fair. Someone asks, can we DM Liam Neeson with his particular set of skills? Well, that is a movie character. Did the character from Taken seem real? I never felt it was realistic. I always felt it was a bit of a stretch.
I think by the like end of the movie, it's a classic. Like, this should have been one movie, but obviously it was so successful. The Taken 2, it's like, oh, wait, someone took his wife now?
Yeah.
No, wait, maybe that was Taken 3. I forgot. There's I so forgot who Takens. Got taken.
There might even be 4 now. I don't even know.
But that's something that happens to one guy once. You know, I can believe that an ex-CIA or whatever, that happened, his daughter gets kidnapped once. Once it happens again, I'm like, all right, enough.
Hugh Dab says, Lance is going to scare you with the 60-mile-per-hour fastball. No, he's in the mid-90s again.
Yeah.
He's actually throwing heat. Like,
that's the A's, huh?
Yeah, he had 12 strikeouts, so the A's have lost 7 in a row. So I'm starting to
take broke them.
Take that. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. They play Paul Skeens and the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. From the 281, Paul, have you seen True Lies? We need what happened to Bill Paxton happening to the loser who threatened Lance and his family. Yes, I just want a guy to pee himself. Like, that's what happens. For those who don't know, Bill Paxton is this, like, con artist car salesman who tries to seduce Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife, Jamie Lee Curtis, in the movie True Lies. And it's like kind of successful because she's this mousy stay-at-home or this mousy like secretary at work. And she's kind of a dork. And she falls for it, hook, line, and sinker. Arnold finds out about it and he's pissed. So he just goes on a plan using CIA money to prank this guy into peeing himself. Which honestly,
I think that's about what
we're asking for, you know?
So get Schwarzenegger on the case.
Exactly. From the 713, have him write an essay. That could work. That's what I talked about earlier. My mom used to make me have to write a letter. Yeah. So there you go. Some people are getting mad about going into other countries and taking their stuff. And they're bringing up Afghanistan, building roads and schools and hospitals and sending women to school. But then we left. So, sorry. I mean, that sucks. I feel bad for all the veterans who fought over there. What else do we have here as far as Lance McCullers and justice? A couple of people theorize it was Shohei Ohtani's translator who was betting on it. I imagine that man is in jail. I don't know if you can bet. I don't think he's in a jail in another country. I think he's in a federal prison.
Yeah, I think he's maybe even like California or something.
I think gambling's illegal in federal prisons for now. We'll see.
But
this federal prison brought to you by FanDuel.
The thing is that you can do it illegally and still
that's true.
Send death threats.
How would you get the results and how would you send the death threats out though if you're in jail?
Also, you're gambling with like cigarettes, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
At least in movies, that's what they do.
Someone from the 832 says, haven't sit through a Dallas Stars game. Oh, that's true. By the way, Dallas Stars update for that one guy. They're eliminated. You hate to see it. Man. You hate to see it. Anyway, Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Up next, everything that you missed over the weekend in the world of sports that we didn't get to yesterday, including celebrity on celebrity violence after the Eastern Conference Finals wrapped up, a golf update and what was a pretty crazy U.S. Open qualifying yesterday, and softball's dynasty's done. The Paul Gallant Show. Stay put.
Did you catch everything this weekend in the world of sports and beyond? Neither did we.
I do not recall that, okay?
It doesn't ring a bell. Sorry, I have no recommendation of that.
No idea.
Absolutely not.
And now, in case you missed it,
the NBA Finals are set. They tip off on Thursday in Oklahoma City. Indiana Pacers and Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder have not played in a while. They have not played since winning their series against the Minnesota Timberwolves May 28th. Meanwhile, the Pacers took out the Knicks in six. On Saturday, they wore all black to game six. Even Reggie Miller did on color commentary. For all the Knicks fans complaining about Reggie Miller and bias, Mike Breen literally calls half of the NBA playoff games, including several Celtics-Knicks games. So now you know how the shoe feels on your feet. Also, in classic New York Knicks and just New York sports, backstabby fashion, there's already a smear piece out about Karl Anthony Towns. An article writes, publicly, Knicks players made veiled comments all season about poor communication causing their inconsistencies. Behind the scenes, they and coaches expressed frustration with Karl Anthony Towns' defensive habits, less concerned with his talent level and more with his process on that end. Too often, Towns executed incorrect coverages without communicating why he did it. After it became a theme, players worried Towns didn't grasp the importance of the matter. I am not endorsing the Houston Rockets go after him because Karl Anthony Towns is one of the few basketball players who makes my blood boil, every single part of it. But, question, could Ime Udoka fix Karl Anthony Towns? Like, say you could buy Karl Anthony Towns for very low. Say you just have to give up the 10th overall pick to get him and you're taking on his salary too. Do you think, Sean Mapes, that Ime Udoka could fix Cat?
I think at this point, maybe a little bit, but I think it would still, the cattiness would still be there.
Yeah.
With it. I mean, just at the end of the day, he's like 28 years old, 29 years old.
He's 28 now? He does seem a lot younger.
Yeah, he was in the 2015.
That sounds right. That's all I know with Karl Anthony Towns. He's been around for a while. He probably is who he is. I don't know if he's going to stop doing
29.
Dumb stuff or checking out of games when things aren't going his way. Which
yeah.
He does. He's not, as far as body language goes, you know, yes, he is zesty at times, which has been overkill these last few weeks. But all other times, he's pouty.
You
want that?
Yeah, I think that in the, like, alternate universe where Ime Udoka is, like, his coach in 2015 when he gets drafted by the Timberwolves, then yes, maybe. We'd be looking at a different player now. You know, like, if he would have got him a little bit earlier.
More, and in case you missed it, things you might have missed over the weekend, Timothy Chalamet is the number one celebrity Knicks fan now. He has overtaken Spike Lee. Good. I don't want to see Spike Lee anymore. It's just Spike Lee's just insufferable. No one has tried to make himself more a part of things that don't want him than Spike Lee. He was doing it with St. John's this year. You're not a St. John's guy, dude. You do not run Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the fact that you have Reggie Miller, like, on the call for these games, and then Spike Lee, it's like, really, we're still doing, like,
yeah,
the
exactly.
1994 stuff? Like, can we modernize it a little bit?
At least graduate to Stephen A. Smith, and we have with Timothy Chalamet.
That's why I like the Chalamet doing this, because it's like, yes, we need a new celebrity Knicks fan.
And he doesn't seem to want to be
the
celebrity Knicks fan.
Actually about ball.
Yeah.
Where Spike Lee, it's a little bit about Spike Lee.
It's a little, it's a lot. The man wears clown clothes out there. Successful. Like,
Timothy Chalamet is also dressing.
but Timothy Chalamet pulls it off. Spike Lee does not. Spike Lee looks corny with his Knicks-colored suits. Timothy Chalamet dressing like he is an obnoxious person from the early 2000s, that works. Bring back the puka shells. But this is the important news. Keen eyes noticed that Timothy Chalamet's girlfriend, Kylie Jenner, when packing for their trip to Game 6 in Indiana, brought Knicks-colored lingerie. That is a lady who cares. You know, a lot of people are dumping on their relationship. No, that is true love. It's true love. And stop slamming my man Timothy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, just the fact that she was at Game 6 on a Saturday night in Indianapolis. That's already like...
Yeah. Now, you are courtside at a basketball game, and it does seem like the Jenners appreciate basketball for more than just the players and more than just that part of the players. Okay? It does seem like they like ball a little bit.
Does it?
It does, a little bit.
What's the evidence that they like basketball more than the players?
I have none. I'm just trying to believe in love.
That's what I'm saying. She obviously would rather be somewhere else than Indianapolis. How many times in your life do you think she's been to Indianapolis?
That was probably the first. It'll probably be the last. But
the fact she's there is a show of commitment.
She didn't just go. She brought Knicks colored lingerie.
That was definitely in case they won, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I hope. I mean, listen. You know what happens in the bedroom of an Indianapolis hotel stays in an Indianapolis hotel, okay? But we had a lot of insufferable celebrity fan moments in this series. Ben Stiller, what a whiny baby coming out of this series. So Pat McAfee went viral for in the midst of, I think, game four or game – I think it was at the end
one,
of game
one
four.
One of the Indianapolis games.
He said on a microphone – into a microphone, like a WWE heel, which, by the way, he is – because he's a wrestler. Spike Lee is here. Ben Stiller is here. Timothy Chalamet is here. Let's send these sons of bitches back to New York. And he's had Chalamet on his show before. Ben Stiller handled this like someone that I do not believe is a sports fan. Ben Stiller said,
yeah, weird. We were here. We were happy to be there and cheer our team. And other than that, Indy fans were awesome. Hashtag Knicks in 7.
McAfee fired back at him. So Stiller invited him to sit courtside with him at Game 5. Pat McAfee said, no, I'm not paying $70,000, and I also have a conflict. Stiller went further. The WWE aspect of Pat McAfee, I get it. It's just not the way it happens in New York. Sir, excuse you. Stephen A. Smith does a Knicks bit every effing day on ESPN, and that's just the one we see. Mr. Bing Bong on Pardon My Take. Every single Knicks fan that acted like the Knicks had finally won a championship, hell, they acted like the Allies had defeated Germany and Japan on the same day after winning a second round series. For goodness sake. And you're acting like this is not the way it happens in New York? Bad sportsmanship? Bad manners? I don't believe Ben Stiller's even from New York when I see that. Like, does he live in LA now? He seems like one of those, like just like with Bill Simmons, like former Boston sports fan, who's still a Boston sports fan but lives in L.A. Like, I don't really buy the authenticity of Ben Stiller anymore. Oh, this is just not what we do. So it was great to see that Tyrese Halliburton stuffed him in a locker when Ben Stiller was commenting on a duffel bag that Tyrese Halliburton brought.
Oh, he brought his duffel bag.
And Halliburton responded to Stiller by saying it was to pack y'all up. Boom. Halliburton.
I will say the Pat McAfee stuff, I'm kind of over. Like, the like he does a WWE promo everywhere he goes now.
Yeah,
like,
but it's perfect for an arena. It's good for an arena, especially when he's actually from there, so it is somewhat authentic.
Well, he's the Colts punter.
Yeah, exactly. So he's an Indiana guy. I like that. I would like that.
I think so.
Oh, whatever.
Colts punter. I mean, is now the voice of WWE and
the voice of Indiana fans.
Gets the mic at a Pacers game. Like, come on.
But it's better than John Mellencamp, who's like, yeah, we don't do that here either. Well, by the way, John Mellencamp, not John Cougar Mellencamp anymore, who, honestly, the last time I saw John Mellencamp in the news was because he interrupted, like, he was getting mad at someone during a concert and started getting all preachy and self-righteous. Oh, yeah. Also did not like what Pat McAfee's doing. This isn't a reflection of Indiana and our Midwestern values. F off.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, Pat McAfee, you've been doing this shtick for 5 years now. Like, can we please do something else?
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
We get it. You don't wear shirts with sleeves.
But hey, Indiana, it's the first time Indiana has had a chance to go to a championship in a very long time. They only have two teams. Colts stink. They're not going back anytime soon. So,
Yeah, yeah. But the next time they do, Pat McAfee will be there to give a pump-up speech.
To mooch off. Yeah, to mooch off of it. To get some clout off of that. Yesterday was the U.S. Open qualifier. So you got to hit. There's 36 holes in one day. God, that sounds awful. I hate 18 holes. Nine is the perfect amount. Max Homa carried his own bag. He fired his caddy of 2 months. Homa didn't want to talk about it. Also, he had a chance to qualify for the U.S. Open in this tournament, but he three-putted a par on hole 36. Birdie would have got him in, and he lost a five-guy playoff to Cam Young that also featured Ricky Fowler, Eric Cole, and Chase Johnson. A 17-year-old high schooler named Mason Howell is going to the U.S. Open after what he was able to do. And some random dentist had the shot of the day. Also, a poor golfer got disqualified because after Nick Barrett got disqualified in Maryland, he made a birdie on 18 to complete his first round. He shot plus two. He walked off the green. His dad gave him a high five. They went to the patio area to get something to eat. They're down there for 15 to 20 minutes, and then he starts to get ready for the second round, but he hadn't turned in his scorecard. So since he didn't turn his scorecard down so he could have a little snack with his dad, he got DQ'd. He did own up to it and say it was on him, but the scorecard, you having to turn in your scorecard, I think is nuts. Someone should have to collect the scorecard from you. I would forget I had the scorecard all of the time.
I definitely would like either drop it or not write it down for one hole, and then you'd be like, oh, what was it that I shot? Was that par?
Also, right, shouldn't somebody else do this for you? That's the thing I've never understood with the professional tournaments. Like, yes, I get it. There's a lot of golfers out there. Shouldn't somebody be keeping track of their scores the whole way so that, you know?
Well, someone does, because if it doesn't match up, they get disqualified. You know, like, someone is doing it. Someone is actually, like, these are all broadcasted. Like, CBS has someone in there updating the live leaderboard.
I get what you're saying. My take, though, is, hey, why do they have to turn in the scorecard at all?
Yes, yes. Why, like, the Knicks and Pacers didn't have to keep track of what the score was.
Exactly. Like, it's surprising. It's something that I will keep in mind going forward. For what it's worth, when I do golf, I always keep a accurate scorecard, and at the end, I want to kill myself. So that's why I don't golf anymore. It's like 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8.
It does feel like, at the very least, caddies should do this.
Yeah, I would agree with you there.
And then maybe the guy just signs it at the end.
Yeah, like, that makes sense.
That's how I would do it.
What else do we have? Mike Trout's back. Angels are in fourth place now. That's because the Athletics have lost 7 in a row. He is 8-for-14 since returning. Mike Trout, MVP.
Yeah, wow.
He's batting like 200 right now, though. Oh. He had a really rough start before he went on the IL. Also, in case you missed it, the softball national championship, Texas against Texas Tech, after Texas Tech hung on to stop four-time defending champion Oklahoma. How about that? So, might not have gone so well for Texas A&M baseball and Texas baseball, but Texas softball is back, and Texas Tech softball playing them in the Natty. You ready for this, Sean? You excited?
Yeah, yeah, of course. You know, Wednesday, it kicks off. Can't wait.
You sound excited about it.
Yeah.
We were watching a little softball the other day in studio.
I'm excited, like, you know, I'll when it's on in here, I'll watch, I'll root for them, but just like, you know, I don't have, like, you know, they need some strong innings from Mac Morgan, you know?
See? That's a name.
Watch out for Mia Scott in the hot corner.
See?
Yeah.
You're on top of it, begrudgingly.
I mean, it's just the game I remember watching yesterday.
Oh, okay.
They have a closer that closes that's, I don't think, it's given up like a hit.
A closer that closes, oh.
Yeah, hasn't given it a hit all.
Okay. At first you seemed ashamed of knowing it, but I think you realized I was about to call you a sexist, and now you seem a little enthusiastic about it.
Well, I feel like I'm going to lose either way.
Yeah, you are.
So
I'll shift topics. I was listening to John and Lance earlier this morning, and someone called in and asked this question. Is it possible for these softball players' pants to be any tighter? They are very tight.
Probably.
It is. I don't know. Because it's funny seeing baseball player pants, which are generally a little bit baggy. Softball players' pants are outrageously tight. And I feel like they're doing that on purpose. The sport, not the ladies.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I feel like it's also a difference in how, like, men wear pants and women wear pants.
Well, there's that too, yeah.
Like, just in general.
You think you get them tailored so that they're, you know, showing things off a little bit
more?
They
have to be, like, elastic, right?
I would think so, but, Anyway, that's in case you missed it, everybody. That's in case you missed the music. We ran out of music.
You don't want to muse more about softball player pants?
Bonk. No, I'm in a relationship now, after all. You know, I can't do that. Can't do that. Can't think about strong, powerful, independent women anymore. Because I got my strong, powerful, not as independent woman, I guess. Is that how it works? I don't know. It's weird.
Be careful.
Oh, am I single again?
Is she independent? I guess not. She's dependent on me. Paul Gallant.
Yeah, I found that out the hard way. You know, with you get the bills for taking a couple out for two at a group dinner, and you see the bill, and you're like, ah, damn, this is on me now, huh? Single is a lot easier. You don't have to pay for any of this.
Half price.
Oh, yeah. No, I got the Venmo this morning. It's like, ah, crap, I forgot. I wish I could have put it on my credit card. Can we get some of these restaurants to just go around with the thing that they have in every other country where they just individually take your credit card and have you pay? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm Paul Gallant, and this is the Paul Gallant Show. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. There was one last little tidbit, and in case you missed it, Houston's own 50 Cent, the hater of the year, when he heard about President Trump supposedly looking at the facts of the P. Diddy case. He's looking at the trial. And it sounded like he might be perhaps exploring a pardon for him. He said that he's going to speak to President Trump to make sure Trump knows how he feels about Diddy. Hater of the year. God, I love 50 Cent. Like, just stays petty against this guy to the point where, yeah, if I could keep him in jail, I'll keep him in jail. Will he snitch? I don't know. Would 50 Cent snitch to stay a hater? I think he's got to. Got to keep Diddy in bars. Got to. Dangerous. Danger to society, just like that guy who sent death threats to Lance McCullers. Put them both in Guantanamo. Huh? Anyway, that's Sean behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. You want to weigh in on Lance McCullers and the news about who sent the death threats to him and his family? Turns out it was some drunk gambler in another country. What country? We don't know. But also, big game for the Astros tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yes, the Pirates stink, but Paul Skeens might be the best pitcher in all of baseball. Meanwhile, Lance McCullers is coming off of a career-high 12 strikeouts. I don't know if this is going to be the same kind of duel it would have been with a Hunter Brown on the mound or a Framber Valdez on the mound, but this could be a duel, and it has me thinking, what is the greatest fictional duel and what is the greatest real duel that you can think of? We'll talk about that on the other side and about Paul Skeens. Stick around the Paul Gallant Show.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.